10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Cosmos. We'll encounter galaxies and suns and planets, life and consciousness, coming into being, evolving, and perishing. Worlds of ice and stars of diamond, atoms as massive as suns and universes smaller than atoms. But it's also a story of our own planet and the plants and animals that share it with us. And it's a story about us and what our fate may be.
Space. You know you're digging it, baby.
My ride from outer space. My ride from outer space. My ride from outer space. My ride from outer space.
Ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family. So I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar. Go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon, 'cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
That's Ernie from Sesame Street singing I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. This appeared on episode 75 titled Gladys Jumps Over the Moon, which aired on PBS in 1984. And the voice you heard singing Ernie, that's Jim Henson, the creator of Sesame Street. What a great show. Before Sesame Street's Ernie, we had XTC as the Dukes of Stratosphere doing Bike Ride to the Moon, which came off of their Love Letter collection of psychedelia titled Chips from the Chocolate Fireball. Phineas and Ferb was before Dukes of Stratosphere, Danny Jacobs singing My Ride from Outer Space, which was on the episode The Chronicles of Meep, to which Ferb takes Meep's repaired spacecraft out for a test drive, and Lord knows what happens after that. Before My Ride from Outer Space, we had Cookie Monster, waxing about if Moon was cookie. From Sesame Street 14, episode 4090, and Carol Spinney was the voice of Cookie Monster, also the voice of Big Bird. And here we have the Cookie Monster sort of pondering the moon as a giant cookie, fantasizing about eating it, and then realizing there'd be no moonlight if he ate it. Actually, one of the Cookie Monster's wisest decisions, as far as I'm concerned. That came out in 1983. Not everyone has the wisdom of Ernie or the Cookie Monster. In Washington, we have an administration run by muggles, and it seems like they've made it their mission to take all the joy and learning that comes from public radio and community radio that depends on these funds. So please support these stations. They're a great community service. We opened the show with Portsmouth Sinfonia, performing also Sprach Zarathustra. And the voice we heard at the very beginning was Carl Sagan presenting his PBS show Cosmos. By the way, Portsmouth Sinfonia was founded in 1970, assembled by English composer Gavin Bryars. Brian Eno was a member for a while there and produced a couple of their albums and played clarinet, actually, in the ensemble. But the idea, basically, behind it was getting musicians and sort of musicians to perform to the best of their ability without intentionally trying to play badly. But it still is a kind of charming train wreck. Anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting at 9 a.m. Central Time. If you haven't detected a theme to this morning's show already, you might as well know that this hour is just going to be dedicated to outer space. This next track we're about to hear is featuring Stephen Hawking. He was a world-renowned theoretical physicist, cosmologist, and author of a really important book called A Brief History of Time. While Hawking was just 21 and in school and showing signs of being a rising star in the science community, he was diagnosed with ALS. And if you don't know what that is, it's a degenerative disease that just atrophies all the muscles in the body. I mean, you just become totally paralyzed to the point that you can't swallow, you can't breathe, you can't do anything. Everything just shuts down. Intel worked with Hawking and came up with a way for him to communicate, even though he was losing his ability to speak. It was called Assistive Context Aware Toolkit. And so it enabled him to interact with people, continue doing the work that he did. The voice that came out of this was sort of a rather monotone, flat-sounding voice. But Hawking was a friend with Monty Python, and there was a song Monty Python did called Galaxy Song, which was rather popular, and Hawking decided to perform it in his voice, and I just love the results. So without any further yakking, here's Stephen Hawking and Monty Python doing the Galaxy Song.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned the sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 400,000 miles an hour in a galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 500 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 6,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 1,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere out in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Today, the United States is engaged in a gigantic effort to send men to the moon. For this effort, Pillsbury has developed many special foods. Here is the first one to be made available to the public, Space Food Sticks. To meet the demands of a long space flight, Space Food Sticks had to be a compact, nutritious, high-energy food. That's why they make the perfect between-meal energy snack. Energy for hard play, energy for hard work. Lasting energy to feel alive. If that sounds better than some of the things your family fills up on between meals, you should try Space Food Sticks for good nutrition and lasting energy in a chewy, tasty snack food. Chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter. About 44 calories. At your grocer's next to the instant breakfast section. Space Food Sticks, the energy snack from U.S. Aerospace Research and Pillsbury.
Hey, Space Food Sticks! Oh, I wish I had these on my space adventure. Did you know I was blasted into space 2 years ago, Mom?
no one has a head.
Frontier, baby.
Come true.
when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. If your heart is in your dreams, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
That's a young Stevie Wonder, 1963, in fact, When You Wish Upon a Star, off of his Motown album With a Song in My Heart. Pretty good version. Before Stevie Wonder, we had Phineas and Ferb, Let's Take a Rocket Ship to Space, featuring actor-singer Danny Jacobs. It appeared in the episode Out to Launch. I love the lyrics. Look out, moon, move over Mars. The Martians all rock to Basie and Bach, so bring your maracas and your jazz guitars. Let's take a saucer to the stars. Before Phineas and Ferb, we had Billy Lee Riley and the Little Green Men, Flying Saucer Rock and Roll, which was Riley's first big hit, released on the Sun Record label here in Memphis in February of 1957. Before Billy Lee Riley, The B-52's Planet Claire, which was based on the Duane Eddy version of Henry Mancini's Peter Gunn theme, and the band's second single from their 1979 self-titled debut was what we heard. The Morse code at the beginning of the song, by the way, for all you geeks, was transmitted by the Canadian Forces Station in Nova Scotia. During the intro of Planet Claire, we also heard an ad for Pillsbury Space Food Sticks, which I used to devour by the box loads as a kid. And that was followed by Homer Simpson waxing about space food sticks. Couldn't go wrong with space food sticks. Stephen Hawking and Monty Python doing Galaxy Song opened the set. There actually was a show that Monty Python did where Eric Idle emerges from a refrigerator and starts singing to an elderly woman as the clip shows them dancing among the stars to the galaxy in the background, and as the song ends, it cuts to a physicist named Brian Cox from Cambridge discussing the various scientific inaccuracies within the song, only to be knocked over by Stephen Hawking in his motorized wheelchair, and Hawking tells Cox to not be so pedantic and then starts to sing the song himself. So Hawking's cover of the song was released as a Record Store Day single in 2015. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning right here in WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee at 9 a.m. Central Time. Continuing our wonderful little space theme that we have here, Brazilian artist Sue George doing David Bowie's Life on Mars, which appeared on Wes Anderson's 2004 film, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I love this version.
Muitas vezes o coração não consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão. Nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Seu futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós. Tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
He knows it's not. too. Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star.
Starfleet to scout ship. Please give your position. Over.
I am in orbit around the third planet of star known as Sun. Over.
May this be Earth. Over.
Positive. It is known to have some form of intelligent species. Over.
I think we should take a look.
AD, there was a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. We're sending cheesy movies, the worst we can find. You'll have to sit and watch them all, and the monitor is mine. Now keep in mind, Joe can't control where the movies begin or end, because he used those special parts to make his robot friends.
Robot,
we'll call Cabot, Gypsy,
hi girl,
Tom Servo,
what a cool guy,
Croy. You're wondering how he eats and breathes and other science facts. Then repeat to yourself, it's just the show. I should really just relax. For Mystery Science Theater 3000.
This is a typical meal served to astronauts aboard Apollo space flights. Oatmeal. Sausage. Toast, applesauce, and in a special zero-gravity pouch, Tang, the energy breakfast drink. Orange-flavored Tang with rich, natural flavor and more vitamin C than orange juice. Energy Tang for spacemen and Earth families.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the
the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
When they were down there, you were by yourself going around the moon. Is that it?
That's right. Yes, I stayed by myself in the command module.
How long?
Well, it was a long time. It was over 3 days that I stayed by myself.
How did it feel being by yourself all that time, going around and around the moon? It seems to me that you might have had some feelings about letting them be the ones to ride the little car all over the moon. That must have been fun for them.
Well, I'm sure it was, and of course I thought a lot about that, too. I think it would be great fun to drive a little car down on the moon's surface. Even though I would like to have landed, as we all would, and drive around in that little car. Somebody in the crew, one of us, had to stay in orbit, and that was me.
Жить и верить — это замечательно. Перед нами небывалые пути. Утверждают космонавты и мечтатели, что на Марсе будут яблони цвести. Хорошо, когда с тобой, товарищи, всю Вселенную проехать и пройти. Звезды встретятся с Землею расцветающей, и на Марсе будут яблони цвести. Я со звездами сдружился дальними. Не волнуйся обо мне и не грусти. Покидая нашу землю, обещали мы, что на Марсе будут яблони цвести. Покидая нашу землю, обещали мы, что на Марсе будут яблони цвести.
That's Vladimir Torshin singing "And on Mars There Will Be Apple Blossoms," which was released in the USSR in 1963. It sort of conveys the optimism of the Soviets at that time, thinking they were going to bring about a utopian future for humanity. And it just didn't happen. But the translated lyrics say, "Live and believe, it's wonderful that in front of us are these incredible journeys, and all of the cosmonauts and dreamers will say that there will one day be apple blossoms on Mars." Wow. Before Vladimir Torshin, we had Fred Rogers, you know, Mr. Rogers, talking to Apollo 15 astronaut Al Warden on the Mr. Rogers episode, Mr. Rogers Meets an Astronaut, which aired on July 7th of 1971 on PBS. Before Mr. Rogers and Al Warden, we had the Byrds, Mr. Spaceman, a psychedelic country-ish hit, which some people called space rock. It appeared on their 1966 album, 5D, which also has one of my all-time favorite recordings, 8 Miles High. Before the Byrds, we had a Tang commercial. You know, Tang, the energy drink for spacemen and Earth families. We drank a ton of that crap when we were kids. I mean, it's amazing my head didn't pop off from all the sugar, but I loved it. Right before the Tang commercial, we had to have the theme song from Mystery Science Theater 3000. Come on. Before Mystery Science Theater 3000, we had Jimi Hendrix Experience doing the monologue from Third Stone from the Sun. Those of you that are really familiar with the song would know that there was this really strange section with sped up and slowed down voices that seemed to be speculating what they were seeing outside of the space capsule. It was a lot of gibberish, but what we heard here was Jimi Hendrix's actual speaking voice doing the characters in real time. Before Jimi Hendrix Experience, we had David Bowie. You can't do this show and not have Starman in there, for crying out loud. That was from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, which came out in 1972. And we opened up the set with Sue George doing his version of Life on Mars, which was featured in Wes Anderson's 2004 film, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Continuing our space theme, here's Monty Python doing their version of the Galaxy Song.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Classified, ultra secret, Air Force generals only. Turn hut! At ease, men, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? 1.
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
2.
Avoid eye contact.
3.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? 1.
Pie plates or as reflections in the atmosphere.
2.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas or...
3.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I freshen that up for you?
I don't know how she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in Nepal.
Well, she's not allowed to have it unless she...
Honey,
she's related to the
honey.
People at the PX, though.
Oh, General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Oh, well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
2 flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good day. Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning.
Well, can I just want to match
the PA? All right, men. Questions?
Sir?
Yes, Major?
Pass the syrup, General?
It's over here.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop them.
But,
next.
Sir?
Colonel?
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord.
You're making me cry, General.
Perhaps you'd like to think I'm going to have to...
Another cup of coffee, sir. Settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
1.
He seals off the area.
2.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
3.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
4.
Evacuates all government employees.
5.
And bombs aliens back to Stonehenge.
End of film.
We'll be right back.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
You all enjoyed the show. Hope it was not anticlimactic. Now there's something we want you to know, and we don't want to sound didactic. But if there's one thing we can say, I know it sounds a bit cliche. There's no such thing as just an ordinary day. And you don't have to build a roller coaster.
What a perfect way to end the show. Phineas and Ferb, Seize the Day, Carpe Diem. And the voice snippet we heard right before that, that was Carl Sagan doing More Waxing from the Cosmos. Before Carl Sagan, we had the Rosillos doing Flying Saucer Attack, which was preceded by Fire Sign Theater, Army Training Film. Anyway, we opened up the set with Monty Python, Galaxy Song. For this last hour, you have been listening to me, Rick Clark, and my weekly show called Air Conditioned. This particular edition was rather space-themed, you might say. But every week it's a different deal, and it is broadcast every Friday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WYXR-FM from Memphis, Tennessee. I love sharing music with you. Appreciate all the great feedback, and I hope you're doing well today. I'm feeling pretty good myself. I look forward to